deaconed, so, and there somewhere. So, you know, I'm really just one of us old guys who learn from experience, hard-earned sometimes, and sometimes by our mistakes, my God. But we'll be here looking at you. Are these youngsters gonna do it right, or are they gonna make the same mistakes that we made? And then someone like me may shout out, maybe in this way. Although this is not a shout, it's just some contribution of ideas that I have gathered through 25 years of living here in Brahmakund. But also because and others with me, we think that something interesting is going on here and can be developed here. I mean, a nice place in a very nice part of the capital of Stockholm, of Sweden. Stockholm used to be a quite dynamic place for Krishna consciousness and Sankirtan and all that back in the days. And I just spoke to the three brahmacharis who came, sat on this sofa, and will appear here again, don't you worry. But yes, maybe you can find inspiration in how we did things, and then good things, and avoid the bad things, and then take it from there and improve. This is how we did it. But again, I say, avoid Vaishnava aparad. Avoid getting into conflict with each other. All this politics and... You know, we Sankirtaners, preachers as we were called, we spent most of our time out there in vans and out on the street. And when we came back to the temple, as we called it, that was a place of politics and criticism and back talk and gossip, and we sincerely and seriously just couldn't wait to get out on the street again. Handing out Bhagavad Gita to fallen conditioned souls, giving out Krishna. And that's the spirit that was implanted in us. And I bet that unless you were just a sports person or whatever, wanting scores, then you know what I'm talking about, and you have that implanted in your heart as well. And it's that spirit, if you want to know, that drives this whole production, that is, you look at it now, and that this is part of. More about that on sankirtan.se. You know, that's where I am. But I just decided I want to make, or be part of making, at least I drop the idea here. And you make it a Brahmakund podcast. We have a studio downstairs, the Radio Krishna studio, which we now, well, it's again from now on by myself, but it will be the Sankirtan Foundation or whatever it's going to be called. So it's there available for you, Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. And I want to see a Brahmakund podcast where we follow life here, the challenge. It can be a very educative and interesting story, you know. One leader moves on, leaves this world, leaves his body and all what that meant. Can have interview with devotees about this, how they feel about it and how they felt and what they think about the future and so on. Just looking for someone, and I have someone in sight in case he would be interested, who would run such a podcast. And I volunteer to sit there in the sofa now and then, giving my humble point of view of the whole thing. And that's kind of what I would like to do. And the hard work you youngsters would have to do now, and you learn a lot by doing it. But this building should be in good shape, and the garden not a 5 meter high hedge there, but a normal 1-2 meter or something, 2.5. A nice little bush there on the in the garden, and that stone arrangement where the stones disappeared, and that bush that just became a monster shadowing the whole garden so you can't grow anything, which we might need more and more to be able to do, as Lalitanath was there teaching us years ago. You can maintain a family on a 100 square meter garden year round. So there are many nice little things one can develop here. But again, that's for the youngsters. And we oldies may sit here and, you know, drop an idea now and then. And say, no, not that way, do it that way. Otherwise, this will happen. It happened to me. Trust me on that one. And I think that, you know, one of the Vaishnava qualities is humility. So I think that for the youngsters, it's very good to train that humility in that way, not by blindly and fully surrender to and accept any word from a guy 7 years older than you. Who have been in the movement 7 years longer or something. But yeah, then the only one we had who was old and wise was Prabhupada. But old and wise is not just something you idealize a person to. It's something that actually happens. You get older and you gather lots of experience during that life. Some do, some don't. But those who have done, they often like to share it. And I think mostly for free.